Hey Meredith, I would love to know more about the dangers of cohabitation.
Yes, no problem. Hello, everyone. I'm Maritess. I'm here to talk a little bit about cohabitation. We recently had a woman who came in to talk to me as a prospect and really was heartbroken and really upset. And so she wanted to know what her rights were. So to set the stage, she is, she sadly lost her partner unexpectedly. So her and her partner were together for 18 years. They lived together for 18 years. They never got married. Okay. So partner has two children of his own. She has two children of her own. Okay. Fine, you don't get married. It sounds okay. It seems to be the thing that people do all the time. However, here is the problem when it comes to the world of estate planning and having to deal with somebody passing. So I'm going to show it to you a little bit here, where we have a scenario where we have John and Jane. They've been together for 18 years. They never got married, like I said. They each have two kids from their previous relationships. The house was always in John's name. Okay, they never titled it in Jane's name. It was just John's name. Jane continued to help pay for the mortgage and the utilities and the repairs and the remodeling. Everything she helped pay. Okay, so her name again was not on the title. And unfortunately, what happens is if you don't do any type of planning, the worst case scenario happened for Jane. So now, fast forward, John unexpectedly dies this year, just a few months ago. She's in my office, really upset, like crying upset. The house again is in John's name. One thing I forgot to mention was John's children not in good terms with John. While Jane was with him for 18 years, she barely saw them. I think she said she saw them once or twice. They never spoke to dad. Okay. So John, partner, dies unexpectedly, and she is crying because she's telling me that the children, John's kids, are calling her saying she needs to get out of the house. They're asking what happened to this, what happened to that. Mind you, Jane has lived there for 18 years. All of her stuff is in there. All of her life is in there. And she's asking me what happens to her stuff. Can she do anything about it? Does she have rights to this house? Okay. And like I said, when you're not married and you don't have a will, an estate plan, anything that spells out your wishes for this house or for your money, then the inevitable happens. So I sadly had to tell Jane that she has no rights. She has zero rights to the house. She has no rights to any of the assets held by John. So maybe he had some bank accounts, he had some investment accounts. And if she's not named as beneficiary on any of those accounts, then she has no rights. The laws of Illinois say that if you die and you have no will, the natural people that get your money, your house, everything, is going to be 100% to your children, not to a live-in girlfriend. The law does not recognize this person. Yes, there's other states that have what is called common law marriage, and if you live together long enough, then you're deemed to be somewhat married, not in Illinois. In Illinois, if you don't have the piece of paper that says you're married, Jane cannot enforce her rights in this house. So she is understandably upset, understandably like freaking out, like I have to leave now, I got to get out. And of course, she has to deal with these kids that are estranged. She doesn't even really know them. And sadly, I see this play out all too often where you have kids that really don't have a relationship with the mom or the dad. And then all of a sudden they pass away and they're like, hello, I'm here. Where's the money? They come out of the woodwork, and the estrangement, whether it's 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, it doesn't matter to them because they hire their own lawyers. They find out their rights and they get the money. So the house that Jane has worked so hard to be part of and to help and live her life with her partner can no longer be hers, and she would have to leave. She did ask, can I, get my house, get my stuff out and change the locks and do all of that. And sadly, technically she can't. She's not entitled to this house. So technically she really cannot change locks or try to prevent the children from being in that house. So that's the legal side. Yes, of course, on the practical side, on the moral side, I'm hurting for her because I feel like that's so unfair. So unfair that he or she spent a good amount of time, 18 years, and putting money into this house, and yet she's getting nothing in return, and she's being kicked out like a bad tenant or something, and she's not. So what is the moral of this story? Well, obviously, hindsight is 2020. If they would have come into my office prior, we would have talked about doing an estate plan, having a will, having a trust that says, upon John's death, this house is going to Jane 100%, and she can do with it whatever she would want. And then it's upon her death that wherever it goes, maybe it goes to only her children, maybe it does partly go to his children, it's irrelevant. But I would have protected Jim. I would have protected John's wishes. I don't think John wanted his house and all of his assets to go to his children, who he hasn't talked to in years, right? It's a really, really sad situation. So cohabitation is great, but be aware of your rights. Be aware of what is going to happen if one of you were to pass or even be disabled. Talk about it. If you never want to get married, you just want to cohabitate, fine. Then let's have an agreement. Let's have a cohabitation agreement. Let's create trust for both of you. Let's write down exactly your wishes so that other people in your circle don't get this money or get the house unexpectedly. It's really important. Had they been married, it probably 100% would have gone to Jane. So marriage makes a difference. People say to me, oh, it's just a piece of paper. It is. But in the legal world, it's a big piece of paper. You are entitled to things. You have rights when you have that piece of paper. When you're just living together, the law does not recognize that. Mm-hmm. So something to think about. Please give us a call if this is your situation and you're now panicking about what would happen if your partner were to pass. Give us a call. Let's really talk this out. Let's have a nice conversation about what your wishes are. And certainly the wishes can change over time. So right now, today's wishes sound good, but let's reassess every few years because life happens and we can certainly make adjustments while you're alive and competent. Okay. Again, this is Meritas Bod. I hope you learned a little something today. Please give us a call if you have any questions or want to make an appointment, and hope you have a fabulous day. Thanks.